Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Arizona Republican Party has chastised three of the state's most familiar GOP figures, including the governor, a former U.S. senator, and Cindy McCain, the widow of the late Senator John McCain. Matthew Casey of member station KJZZ reports.
The Arizona GOP censured Cindy McCain because she endorsed Joe Biden for president. The same went for former Senator Jeff Flake. Governor Doug Ducey was admonished for pandemic restrictions on people and businesses. Matthew Benson was a senior aide to the former Republican governor before Ducey.
This remains the Arizona Trump Party, and this is going to keep the party from moving forward.
The state Republican Party has also reelected staunch Trump supporter Kelly Ward as chairwoman. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Casey in Phoenix.
President Biden is seeking to assure the nation's mayors that they have a friend in the White House when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic.
Please reach out to me, reach out to Kamala, reach out to the administration and our team anytime, any day. I mean that anytime, any day. We're your partners.
Biden speaking there virtually to the U.S. Conference of Mayors this weekend. The administration is proposing a $1.9 trillion rescue package that includes aid for state and local governments. A top White House economic advisor is to discuss the proposal today with the bipartisan group of senators who helped deliver the last aid package. The University of Michigan has shut down all athletic activities, and the entire department could be in quarantine for 2 weeks after several positive tests of the new more infectious coronavirus variant. The school says it's following a mandate issued this weekend by the State Department of Health and Human Services, which is moving more aggressively against the new variant. Amid efforts to speed up vaccinations against the coronavirus, health officials in North Carolina are partnering with local sports venues to stage mass vaccination events. The first is underway this weekend at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Nick De La Canal is with member station WFAE.
Once home to lightning-fast stock car races, the Charlotte Motor Speedway is now hosting SUVs and minivans carrying healthcare workers and people 65 and older as they receive their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. 69-year-old Susan Parks says it was a thrill to drive along the racetrack and get her shot.
I feel extremely blessed. I was thinking this was going to be my birthday present in April, and for me to be able to get it now is just really a blessing.
More than 16,000 people have made appointments at the Speedway this weekend. Another mass vaccination event is planned later this week at the Bank of America Football Stadium. For NPR News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.
And you're listening to NPR News. The NFL's conference championship games will be played today in Kansas City and Green Bay, but pandemic restrictions means far fewer fans in the stadiums. And as Chuck Korenbach of member station WUWM reports, health officials are urging additional precautions.
The Green Bay Packers will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Packers say only about 9,000 people will be let into Lambeau Field, about 12% of capacity. State of Wisconsin Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke says even those fans should not get too close.
Maintain social distancing as much as possible. I know that is why there will be fewer fans at the game, is to maintain that.
Health officials are also issuing warnings in Kansas City, where the Chiefs will take on the Buffalo Bills. And medical experts say people should also be careful about gathering in other places to watch Sunday's games. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Shoppers at the suburban Detroit Kroger store, where the Mega Millions lottery ticket worth $1 billion was sold, are celebrating a potential hometown winner. And Lori Burkhardt says she hopes some of the winnings will be recycled back into the community of Novi, Michigan.
We're willing to take risk here in Novi to be fortunate. And hopefully that person will be that person who also shares within the community. And I know they will, because that's what Novi does.
Burkhardt says she came close to purchasing a ticket for Friday night's drawing at the Kroger store, but the line was too long. She says she ended up buying tickets somewhere else. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.